All right. Thank you, folks. You can open your Bible to the book of Revelation. It's going to be a little bit different this morning. We are supposed to start chapter 20, and a little something has happened, and I don't know a lot about it, but I want to share it with you that's going to make me go to Revelation chapter 13 and review just a little bit of something we've already, of course, taught as we've been going through it chapter by chapter and verse by verse. Appreciate Brother Parsons letting me teach the adult class. I want to say to all the folks stuck in traffic, bicycle traffic of all things, this morning, hopefully you got your radio on and can still be listening to us. All the east side of town got blocked off with this so-called Iron Man. The reason we have an Iron Man is we don't have enough save men out there directing things, amen? And so, you know, if anybody's going to lose, they'll close up the Church of God and have no respect for Lord's Day and all that. And I could fuss about it, but it wouldn't help a thing. Our little town somehow lost control years ago. There was a time in this city that they wouldn't even let junior league basketball or baseball interrupt a church service. It's changed since then, hasn't it? Revelation chapter 13, something I learned, and I haven't had much time to watch the news. I don't even think it's been on the major news. It should have probably been on the major news if we'd had some folks that knew anything about the Bible. But I've been teaching here for the course through the book of Revelation. We've been teaching here recently how the Antichrist kingdom is being formed. We got through chapter 13 and mark number of his name and all that. We got on into chapter 17 and 18 where the Babylonian city, evil city, was destroyed and we identified it. And then we got on into chapter 19 and started rejoicing because the Lord was coming back with the army from heaven to take over and set up his kingdom. And if we got into chapter 20, we started getting into finally the judgment and the thousand-year reign of Christ and the great white throne judgment and all that, but we're not there. We're backing up. Somebody says we're going to keep teaching Revelation until Jesus gets here. Okay. Trying to. And if I keep doubling back, I guess I might make it because I think he's coming soon. Amen. But with all that said, I want to show you why I'm making a little change here. I haven't seen this on the regular news. Pastor Parsons shared it with me. We had the college Christmas banquet Friday night up in the top floor of the hotel, and they did a great job. They really had it fixed up nice up there. But he shared a picture somebody had sent him on his telephone about this thing, and then so I don't have all the information on it. But here's what I want to say about it, and then I'm going to ask Brother Morgan to put it on the screen for you here in just a minute. What I want to say about it is, folks, we know we are in the end times, and one of the signs of the end time is they're calling evil good and good evil, and they want you to accept their sin. It's in your face. In fact, they're judging you to be wrong if you don't accept their perversion and their sin today, and they're open about it, unashamed about it. And the Antichrist kingdom is just... Get mad at me if you want to, but I believe even the mandated vaccines are a precursor of the fact that one day we're going to be forced to take the mark of the beast if you're still here. And that may not be that far off. Right now, I started to joke with our visitors this morning, the marshals and others over here. I was joking at them a little bit. I started to ask them when they come in, do you have your mandated shots? Now, I know enough about them to take that as a joke like I do. Amen. But a lot of folks, they're serious as a heart attack about this business. If they'd left it alone, we'd have just had a bad flu season. Few folks die of flu every year. But this is a powerful virus. It wiped out the flu, wiped out heart attacks, wiped out cancer. And no, you couldn't die unless you had COVID. All right, I get off of that, so help me. But anyway, here we are in the book of Revelation. chapter 13. I want to read a few verses. I'm going to read them without comment because I've taught them before, and then I'll come back on them here in just a moment. Chapter 13. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Boy, we're in the day of blasphemy, aren't we? And the beast which I saw was like, now here I want you to get this, he was like unto a leopard, his feet as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon, we know that's the devil, you can find that out in the last chapter, chapter 12 over there where it says in verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. So it says here in verse 2 of chapter 13, he's got the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat. He's got a seat. Think about that. Seat of authority. Great authority, it says. And I saw one of the heads that was wounded unto death. We talked about that in the book of Zechariah, how the Antichrist is going to have a deadly wound, but he's going to live. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. That power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's the 3.5 years tribulation period. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now, we can argue a little bit. Maybe this is tribulation period saints that we're talking about, and overcome them. And all of those that dwell on the earth, verse 8 says, is going to worship him. We studied about the two beasts of Revelation 13, the Antichrist and the false prophet that points to the Antichrist for folks to worship. Now, I want you to come back with me to chapter 13 and look at this beast. And the beast which I saw, verse 2, was like unto a leopard. And most of us, you heard me teach on this before, a leopard is a cosmopolitan animal. He has got a tawny cover, we'll call it yellowish. He's got black spots. He's got a white belly. Those three colors that identify with the three major races, human races. You've got the yellow color, Asian races. You've got the black race, and you've got the white belly of the white race. He's a cosmopolitan cat. He represents all of it. Now, the Antichrist kingdom is going to be a one world kingdom. He's going to have the one world religion, the one world false prophet that's going to be pointing to him. He is going to have this universal type kingdom. And we know, and I can't get into all the study, we've studied Daniel before, but we talk about the 10 horns and the 10 nation confederacy and all that. We're right in that age right now. And in fact, we have what we call the United Nations. I call them the United Nuts, and that they fit that better. But they're trying to bring in the one world kingdom. We know that for the longest. Part of the covenant thing is to also help bring in that control and make it all under one dictatorship is what it boils down to. And the Bible has identified the plan of the devil. He will set up his man of sin, the Antichrist. He will have the one world kingdom. All the nations are getting together. And of course, just like they did at the Tower of Babel, they're defying God. And so that'll be doing that again. Now, we have a description here, something symbolizing this one world kingdom. And it's so interesting that God wrote about it ahead of time in the Bible. I teach college class. The subject this year is book I'm using is of Larkin's Dispensations. And you rightly divide the Word of God by keeping things in the right dispensation. Otherwise, you'll be trying to keep the law to be saved instead of grace and things like that. So the dispensational truth is what we teach. in that book of Larkin's, and of course Scofield has notes, you can read a lot in your old Scofield edition about the beast in Daniel chapter 7 and also here in Revelation 13, and get an amazing description of the one world kingdom of the Antichrist under the head of the beast. Now, the beast is spoken of in the Bible several times, Revelation and Daniel, we know it's talking about government, but we're also talking about a man. There's not only a spirit of Antichrist reigning in our world right now, but a individual Antichrist is going to show up. He will be the man of sin. He's the little horn of the book of Daniel. And all of that we see in the works as we study the news today. Now, in New York City, we've had the headquarters of the UN for a long time. By the way, we taxpayers basically pay the bill for all that worldwide. And President Trump gave him a little trouble about that. Of course, one of the reasons they hated him, he was not for the one world kingdom they were building. That's he was throwing a monkey wrench into their plans. And you can even read of that hate in the Bible. But with that said, the UN headquarters is up there. You have the flagpole standing outside the building representing the various nations. And it's a good study sometimes to keep track of the nations represented by the horns on the beast and so forth. But now look again here in Revelation chapter 13 about this one beast we're going to talk about right now. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Now, if we brought a leopard and a jaguar in here, you couldn't tell the difference between them hardly. Same black spots, same yellow coat, same white stomach, all of that. Maybe the jaguar's jaw is just a little bit square. But look what this is. We've got a leopard, got the feet of a bear. We know today Russia is represented by the bear, and I'm not tying that in right now. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. We know that the lion represents England. It is amazing how the nations all choose beasts of prey to represent them, including America. American eagles, they are a bird of prey. And it is amazing what they can kill sometime. I've seen them kill a wolf, that sort of thing. Anyway, notice though, the lion and the mouth of a lion. Now, if we were thinking that through and making an analogy, we'd say it's probably going to speak through a mouth of a lion. If the lion would be representing the English-speaking people, then English is going to be the language, and I believe it will be. I believe it'll be the universal language. Missionaries right now to get in China and some other closed countries can only get in if they'll come in and agree to teach English. It will be the universal language. So this beast got built out of several parts here, mouth of a lion, but the dragon is his power. And the dragon already identified as the devil back here in the previous chapter. And he's got a seat, a headquarter seat, something like the seat of the UN or the seat of the King of England or of the Vatican seat of the Pope, or there's various places of high authority in the world, but he's gonna have a seat. Now, they have just placed, and I'll show it to you in just a minute, they have just placed in front of the UN headquarters in New York City, where the flagpoles are and all that, they have just planted a symbolic beast. It got a name on it. He's called the Guardian for International Peace and Security. All of us know that the Antichrist comes in on a peace platform. He's going to make a peace treaty with Israel and all that. We've preached that for so many years. I mentioned Larkin's book a while ago. He has drawings in it. Larkin, the book, I believe the copyright on it's probably around 1917. Larkin had long been dead. But you would think he was alive last week writing about some of this stuff. So accurate. And he drew accurate pictures. And he drew pictures of the beast. Now, there are some other prophecy preachers that have done that. And all prophecy preachers disagree on a little bit here or there. But it is amazing how they got it all together on this beast. And we see the description given here in Revelation 13. Also a description given in Daniel chapter 7. Now, I've asked Brother Jeremiah up in the tape room to to put this picture on the screen. So if he will, go ahead and put it on there. I'm going to turn around and look at it with you just a minute. And here's what I want to say about it. Is this a coincidence? Or is this in your face, except that my kingdom is coming, my kingdom is here? Is the devil saying, okay, here I am. I've put all this cosmopolitan beast together, all this universal kingdom that I've got with all the different nations and the parts that represent them. And look at it. Now, I wish it was a little bit clearer. I probably should have turned off some lights up here. They say it's a jaguar mixed with an eagle. Eagle wings. If you look close, you can see the wings have got feathers. And this picture's not going to show it real close, but if you look at the head, it is a little bit of a jaguar's head, but it's a lion's mouth. It's a lion's mouth. And what we're seeing here is an image that's been drawn by prophecy preachers through the years, out of the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, and it's been planted now in front of the United Nations, which is the kingdom that the Antichrist and the devil is putting together worldwide. I mentioned the COVID thing, worldwide control, all of that. And so the question comes up, is it a coincidence? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think it is definitely of the devil, of course. It's his kingdom that's coming in. But he's not ashamed of it. He's bragging on it. Isn't it amazing today how perversion is supposed to be accepted and bragged on? For instance, on this beast right here, you can't see it in that picture, but if you could, on the wings, it's got what we call now, have come to call now, and this is terrible abuse to call it this, but the rainbow colors, the homosexual colors. Do you remember when Obama was president and he lit up the White House with all, after they passed that law granting all the rights and privileges to the homosexual crowd, how he lit up the White House with the rainbow colors? You remember that? On the wings of this beast right here, they've incorporated those colors. And if you, some of you that are smarter than I am about it, you can pull that picture up later on your cell phone and study it out, and you'll find those colors in there. Here you have a cosmopolitan beast representing the Antichrist kingdom, planted right in America, New York City, in front of the UN, representing the whole world kingdom that the devil is putting together. Now, folks, we all want the Lord to come. And if we're not careful, we won't believe our own preaching and teaching. We will think it's way off before he comes. I think it's a lot closer. Amen. Than most of us even think that believe the Bible. And when we continue to see these things like this is just flouting it in the face of Christianity, my kingdom is here, he's saying. He's already got it. Might as well put up a sign. And when you read the caption, I guess it's on the bottom of the stone base there. The caption says, the guardian for international peace and security. Well, who could be against peace, right? And we have come to this place today. In fact, we were talking about the Iron Man thing, keeping folks from church today. God's treated like a tramp at the door. You give him the leftovers. You give him the garbage. You don't let him come in and sit at the table. That's the way people are treating God today. No respect. No respect. And this kingdom is right on our doorstep. The announcement right in our face. And this cosmopolitan beast put together with several right there. And identifying the Antichrist kingdom. Identifying as here in Revelation 13. And getting ready to take over. Now, his kingdom's going to pretty much be in charge. It says 42 months here in the scripture. We know the tribulation period's 7 years long. And 42 months is 1,260 days, 30-day months. And 7 years, according to Daniel, the whole thing, both first and second part of the tribulation, will be 7 years. Daniel's 70th week. And so what's between us and that? What would happen if the rapture took place today, there would be no restraint. There would be no restriction. There'd be no opposition at all to Satan setting up his kingdom. It's not something that would have to come by osmosis. It would come immediately. And it would be welcomed because God is being made the enemy today. His church is made the enemy. Anybody that believes his Bible has been made the enemy here by the world. So who allowed this to be showing up at this particular time? I don't think it's a coincidence. I think Satan is bragging on his plans, presenting them. And there's been no opposition to this. You've heard no congressman stand up and deny it or denounce it. I've heard nothing about it. I hope there'll be, because there's a lot of Christians in this world that know enough to know, hey, this is right out of the Bible. This is a picture of the Antichrist right here. And the uniting of the world, the United Nations are uniting against God. Do you know, as we studied in Revelation 19, we read how the Lord's going to come back leading the armies of heaven, that the battle of Armageddon has got to take place, and then the kingdom of the Lord's going to be set up. We'll find in chapter 20 that kingdom is 1,000 years long. Now, I want you to turn with me, and we'll hardly ever... I've been in Revelation a long time, but if I'd have tied in all the cross references to Daniel, we'd be in there a long, long time. So I haven't done that on purpose. But if you'll go back to Daniel chapter 7, we'll read just a few verses. And just get on back to Daniel and go to chapter 7. I won't read the whole chapter, but I want us to look at it this morning. And we'll start here in chapter 7. Let's start in verse 6, with this picture here on the wall behind us and mine. Verse 6, after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. Does that sound like what you're looking at on the wall? Picture of a leopard with wings, right? Wings of a fowl. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. We'll find out those heads and other pictures of the beast has horns, and the horns represent something, and the little horn represents the Antichrist. Now, this is the diverse beast also of Daniel. Little slight difference between Daniel and Revelation, but the same picture. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had iron teeth. It devoured an old stumped the residue with his feet. He's diverse from the others. This is often taught as picturing the Roman Empire, but you got to remember something. The Roman Empire lost its head for a while, but it never has totally disappeared. And it still exists, even in a religious form to some degree. And even in America, we still have a lot of things left over from the Roman Empire. We have a Senate. The Roman Senate existed. We have a lot of things in our government. How many of you ever been to Washington, D.C. on a site tour? Have you? Several hands. If you landed on a spaceship from another planet and landed in Washington, D.C. and started walking around looking at the buildings and the sites, you'd wonder where you were. Do you know there's more pagan symbols carved in those buildings than there are Christian symbols? When you get to the Supreme Court, yes, they have the Ten Commandments, which they don't believe, and it's been a thorn in their side that somebody carved them in the stones of that building. But it's amazing how the heathen images that you see there. And so what we're seeing right now is America coming along with the rest of the nations, and we were a Christian nation, we should be a Christian nation, we were founded as one, but boy, that's where the warfare rages right now. And the Constitution sticks in their craw, and the Bible is hated by so many. And here, as we read in Daniel, though, this beast is dreadful and terrible. He's got horns, he's got a mouth speaking great things, down in verse 8. But now, here's where I want you to go. Verse 9, Revelation 7. Behold, till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days. Now that's God, of course. See the capital A in your King James Bible. Ancient of Days did set, whose garment was white as snow, and his hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fire stream issued, came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set. We're going to get to that in Revelation chapter 20. And the books were opened. And behold, I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn, that's the Antichrist, spake. I beheld even to the beast, the Antichrist, was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, and their lives were prolonged for a season of time. And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all people, nations, language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Folks, that's victory verses I've been reading you. That's when the Lord comes before the Ancient of Days, the Lord Jesus, to set up his kingdom. We are on the verge of studying that now in Revelation chapter 20. What I'm saying to you is, don't get defeated. We're the winners. And when the Lord Jesus comes before the Ancient of Days, the beast is going to be destroyed. His body is going to be given, it says, to the flame. But right now, it looks like they're winning, but they're not going to win in the end. Oh, yeah, the beast, the symbol of it, we got here on the wall behind us today, and showing the world uniting against God. That's not an image, you know, and we're not even supposed, of course, to have an image of the Lord Jesus Christ as men think he might look. We're not supposed to have any idols, but can you see what's going on here? The very symbol of the one worldism, the Antichrist kingdom, the beast, is right there. Now, sooner or later, I don't know what this week will bring, whether the news will cover it, whether we'll see this on the TV or not. I have not seen it. Maybe some of you have. But it does make me wonder, where is the salt of the earth? Where are those that know the Bible? Where are those that know this is of the devil? Will they speak up or not? I fear today that we got such spiritual lockjaw among God's people that no matter what the devil does, we're afraid we're going to be called a name if we disagree with it. Sad, sad. Now, if the rapture takes place soon, and I pray and hope that it will, the restraining force of God's people is going to be gone for a while, and it'll be so quick that the devil will be able to set up his kingdom. And don't kid yourself, he will set it up, and he will not surrender it without a fight. And the fight is what we just started studying in Revelation 19, when the Lord opens heaven again, comes back leading the armies of heaven on the white horse, and defeats the devil, the beast, and all of his armies. We commonly call it the Battle of Armageddon. It will be that. But following that, the Lord will set up his kingdom. Just as we read here in Daniel, he's getting authority from the Ancient of Days. He's going to set up a kingdom that will never, ever be defeated. He's going to have dominion forever. He will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he won't look like this hideous thing behind us. The only thing I'll say about it is they know what they look like, and they've got their own image up there. That is of the devil all the way. And it amazes me how much it fulfills prophecy. Even to the fact that God's preachers through the years have preached it, read out of the book, written in the book, and taught in colleges and other places that believe the Bible. And some accurate, very accurate drawings. Even in your Scofield Bible notes, you have some description given there. And especially when you have a book like Larkin, a lot of the prophecy writers, you got Pentecost, and you got Darby, and you got several different ones. And some of them actually got very accurate on this drawing. Makes me wonder, are you going to read? Well, these sculptures, these artists, you want to call them that, this came out, a couple of names out of Mexico. Oh, yeah, it's a united effort. It's not just a United States effort. It's a worldwide effort. And it's got things in that image behind us that represents many nations. And right now, in our day schools, many places, they're treating the homosexual group as though they were a nation almost. Their rights. Don't like me for it or not, this Bible condemns that business. You read the Old Testament, when a good king got on the scene in Israel, he destroyed the houses of the Sodomites. When a bad king let them build up, even around close to the temple of God, they had Sodomite houses. But when a good one like Josiah took over, he destroyed them. What do we got today? We took the White House, supposed to be the people's house, head of our, representing our government, representing America. And we lit it up in rainbow colors, celebrating the victory of the homosexual crowd. It is an amazing day. If this thing, if God allowed this thing to be set up to give us a cue that what he wrote in the book is true, that how close we are to seeing it fulfilled, did the devil just do it to put it in our face? No matter, it's still a sign of where we're at and what is coming. Amen. All right, our time's up. The choir will be coming in. The preaching service will start here in a moment. Let's see what we have report this morning. Well, total 809. I guess we're thankful for that, especially with all the bicycle traffic this morning. Amen. Stay with us if you're visiting. Glad to have you today.